Well, you've seen quite a few projects or programs, I should say, in the last unit, and we wandered through a bunch of those things. And along the way, you used a bunch of tools. And so we probably need to stop for a quick moment and talk about how those tools work. So I'm going to give you a very brief introduction to the kinds of tools you might use. Again, just like the components, you're not going to use them all at once. You'll use various ones. It is possible to use all of them, and there are reasons you'll use each, and I'll tease those out for you. But I did want to switch over to the screen here, show you the data science virtual machine, the portal. Those are the two main things that you need to be concerned about, because that's what you'll do for your labs from here on out. One final thing I should mention is there are instructions for you to install things locally, and of course on my system here I have these things installed. But you know, I've come to use the data science virtual machine for just about everything, because everything's already set up and it's there. It's kept current. You may have to update the interior things, but it's a great way just to stand up an environment. And when I'm done, I can give it to the client and say, here, this is what we've been working on. And they can take all the information and go from there. So there's a lot of good reasons to use the data science virtual machine. So what we'll do in this video is I'll show you the Azure portal a little bit. You'll have another portal video in a second. And then we'll jump into the data science virtual machine. I'll even show you a quick version of how to create that. And then once that's done, I will show you how to turn it off, because you don't want to get charged for it when you're not using it. So let's jump over to the screens and take a look. There are several tools that you'll use to create one of these solutions. And the reason why there's so many tools is because there's usually so many things that are processing the data. Advanced analytics projects are complicated by their very nature. And so you may find that you'll be in multiple tools. And that's okay. We're used to that as technologists. If you are a developer, or if you're familiar with Visual Studio, you're in luck. We've instrumented Visual Studio to have most everything you need inside this one box. But if you're not, that's fine. I'll show you how to use it. You don't actually have to be a developer, and the free community edition will work just fine for you. So let's jump into the various tools that you have. And then again, we're going to have some more videos that will tease out the specifics on each tool. Starting out with the primary development tools that you'll use, you'll be in the Azure portal a great deal. So I've got a video that follows this that'll explain how the Azure portal works. You need to be familiar with how the Azure portal works. The Azure Software Development Kit, or SDK, essentially downloads to Visual Studio a bunch of hooks and things and changes it in such a way that you can use Visual Studio with Azure. In addition, there are some command line utilities you can download. The Azure CLI, which works both in Windows and in Linux and even on a Mac, and the PowerShell templates. And so we'll take a look at some of those. ARM, by the way, is the Azure Resource Model. And what that does is it allows you to define a JSON document that is what you would like to happen. And then PowerShell can tell Azure, use that JSON document to build this thing. So for instance, we could create a virtual machine or perhaps a Hadoop cluster, and then we can save the ARM template off in a configuration file and simply make some changes, maybe with any text editor, and then tell Azure, go make one of those. And we can repeat the process. So we always use graphical tools for discovery and exploration. And we always use command line tools for standardization and sort of repetition. So if we want to automate something, we're in a command line tool. So as the technical professional, you need to use both. Azure Data Catalog has its own interface, and while we'll explore that later, in fact, in the next section, I did want to just quickly show it to you and what it looks like, as does the Azure ML interface. I will show you Visual Studio and our tools for Visual Studio. And then there's a graphical tool that makes things simple during development called the Azure Storage Explorer. Usually, you're going to use a command line or something else to get data into Azure. But when you're developing, it's kind of nice to be able just to jump around to that. All right, let me jump over to my web page here, and I'm actually on my Azure portal that you can see here. I'm gonna try and make sure my picture doesn't get in the way. If it does, I'll move things around. So you can see I have several things here on the dashboard, and you'll learn more about what you can do with the dashboard. You can actually change it around, and you can have visualizations on there to show you how busy your assets are or how much money you're spending and so on. The first thing I wanted to show you here was how easy it is to make a new thing. You can click the button that says new here, and then you can begin to navigate through this. But if you know what you're looking for, you can simply type it, which is what I do. So I'll type data science. I'll even spell it correct. It did it for me. Don't you love autocorrect? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You'll notice that there was a Windows one and a Linux one. We want the Windows one because we want all the tools. And so I would simply pick the data science virtual machine, and there'll be one of your exercises that will walk you through creating this. Something that you need to make sure you understand is when you're doing anything new or creating anything new, make sure you come here to this side. Don't just blow past this on the right-hand side here. There's a Learn More, which will take you to the documentation. The data science process, look at that. What we've been studying is right here. And then there's a how-to guide, and you should definitely look that up. And you'll notice that it already uses the resource manager model. There was an older model called the classic model. We won't be talking about that during this course. And here you would create, you'll begin to select the sizes and so on. We're going to use a fairly small size. Now, once that data science machine is stood up, and there'll be a lab for this, don't do it now, but there is a lab for this, then you can tell it while you're doing this, by the way, to sort of pin this to your desktop, and I've actually done that here. Here it's pinned, and when I click this, you'll get more information. Now, this is the part I wanted to show you. If this button is grayed out, it's running. Even if you shut it down in Windows as a virtual machine, it's still running. So the taxi is out front with the motor turned off, but the taxi's meter is still on. So we don't want to be charged for this when we're not using it. So you always want to shut it down in Windows, and then automatically come in here and stop it from here. That will leave the machine. You'll still pay a little bit for storage, but it will release the resources and you won't be charged for it running anymore. That is key. So again, you can install a bunch of tools. They're already installed on the Data Science Virtual Machine. You'll have a lab where you'll actually go create one of these, so we'll get that set up. Once you've created it, you click the Connect button here inside the portal, and this is as much as we're gonna do in the portal right now. Once you click Connect, you'll get a standard remote desktop protocol, and there's ways to firewall all this. It's to firewall by default and so on. Let me find mine. I think I have it right here. Yeah, I do. I was doing some things in R and SQL Server just a moment ago. Let's run through a couple of these tools I mentioned. Now, as I mentioned, if you install Visual Studio and then you install the Azure SDK, Software Development Kit, and you install the R tools for Visual Studio, you have links for all that. You'll get this interface where you can actually view your cloud, and you can go in here and start working with your cloud stuff, and you can make new things. You can see the account I'm using right here has the ability to make storage accounts. It's got the ability to make data lakes and not much else. That's my developer program benefit for this particular user account. So I can work here, but the neat thing is inside the tools here, now what I can do is I can go get some new extensions and updates. And if I wanted, I could go get things that deal with some of the other projects. Let me see what I've got here. I've got storage, Azure storage. I've got Python. I've got RTools. Good. I don't have some things we want here. So I'm actually going to go out online here. And I'm just going to go grab something. Let's type in HD Insight here. I'll even type it correctly. Having a problem typing today. And when I do that, well, let's do Hadoop. Maybe I spelled it wrong here. When we go to this, I can download the various things that would work with that. And that's super helpful. So we're able to install more things where we're able to work with the cloud. And as you update the SDK, it will bring some of these projects and packages down. We're going to stay in the portal because I don't want to force you to have to use Visual Studio, but I really encourage it. Don't make that face if you're not a developer. It's something you should learn and understand how to use. So that's Visual Studio, and I will show you that, you know, sort of from time to time. Let's jump over to the Cloud Explorer here. Here's the storage explorer. When I installed it, it asked me for my keys and so on. We're going to do all that in labs. But now it's a regular interface to where I could go and let's say here's my public container, and I'll explain what containers are in a bit. But I could now take something off my hard drive. It's dangerous, isn't it? To start just kind of wandering around here. Here's an R script. I'm just going to grab the building files and copy it, and the vacuum, or rather the heating and air conditioning system. And I just copy those up, and it works that quickly. So during development, this is very nice. Now, this is not the way you would do it in production. You would obviously work with azcopy, which we'll learn, or PowerShell, a command line set of tools. But that's the way this works. Very easy to set up, very easy to work with. You don't have to memorize everything now. I'm just kind of demoing the interfaces. There's a couple of products that have their sort of own interfaces, and one of them is the Azure Data Catalog, and it works on the web. And we'll see how this sort of works, but it's got a web interface and it also has an application interface. So if I click this launch application, it'll actually download something and install it for me so that I can connect to on-premises database systems like Oracle or SQL Server or Teradata, and I can begin to work with data in that way. We'll see how to do these things later. There's also a manual entry, which is all web-based. Again, just showing you this interface. We'll go back to this in a bit. For the next tool that you'll use, which is the machine learning stuff, we've got this glorious, really like this interface here, to where I'm able to simply create a new experiment very quickly, and it even tells me what to do. It has a map, it has interfaces. Let's go grab a sample data set here, drag it out. I can right-click on things and work with them, and so on. Just wanted to show you that interface there. And again, when I go back, everything's it says, hey, if you leave it, you haven't saved it, so I can now save it, and it says okay, and so on. So I just wanted to show you those interfaces very quickly, and this one will come up in just a minute. Let's run it. Just to let you see what it looks like. Yes, I think that's a good thing. And now I can begin to work with this interface here. Once again, it would make me sign in and so on. We'll do that as we do our experiments. This that you're looking at is the Data Science Virtual Machine. As you can see, it's got quite a few things installed. The only interface I'm not going to show you right now is Power BI, because we're going to spend an entire section on Power BI. Final thing to show you is Azure PowerShell, and once you create or download the SDK for the Azure PowerShell, it will modify your PowerShell so now it understands working with Azure as well. You'll simply connect with your credentials. Once you're connected, you have commands you can type that'll allow you to create scripts to automate things. All right, enough for this video. Let's jump off into the specific videos for each product, and you'll see the various tools you'll use. You're going to primarily work with the Azure Data Science Virtual Machine. However, you can install these tools locally. If you're not allowed to do that on your work laptop or whatever, that's where the Data Science Virtual Machine really comes in handy. Okay, let's move on.